Hello and welcome to the Champions League final preview. My name's William Gelduck. Joining me in the studio, I've got Aaron Cox, Rob Earnshaw and our PR man, Alex Donoghue. We are, of course, looking ahead to the big match this Saturday in Berlin, Juventus v Barcelona. Barcelona currently 7-4 on, Juve 5-1 and the draw in 90 minutes priced at 3-1. Quick plug, first of all, new customers can get 6-1 for Barcelona to win in 90 minutes. Head to labrooks.com for the terms and conditions and also for more offers and specials as well. Gents, let's get down to business then. Aaron, I'll start with you. Well, I'll go around the room. Aaron, I will start with you though. Where are you leaning towards in this one?
I will. Obviously, Barca with that front three. It's hard to go against them. But when you look at the stats, Juve, great defence. Big stat is, well, obviously, Chiellini's out. But Barzagli will come in. And of the 206 minutes he's playing the Champions League this year, Juve haven't conceded a goal, so keeping it tight at the back and hitting them on the break. Juve to lift the trophy is 12-5, which I think is a pretty good price when you consider how good the record is defensively. And the draw at 3-1 also seems to appeal. I just think they're going to keep it nice and tight and then take Barca to extra time. To win it in extra time, they are 22-1, which is also, I think, a superb price.
Yeah, if we cast our minds back to their last meeting in the quarterfinal in 2003, obviously Juve dramatic 3-2 winners on aggregate after winning in extra time at the Nou Camp. Obviously, they went on to lose the final to AC Milan. Rob, how about you? Are you a Barca man or Juve?
Well, I mean, you've got to lean towards Barcelona, haven't you, with the front three, as already mentioned. This year alone, they've scored 25 of the 28 Champions League goals for Barcelona, only three other scorers. Between them, obviously, you've got Messi running out of superlatives for the guy this season. Joint top scorer, 10 Champions League goals. But personally, I would look towards Neymar. He scored 6 goals in their last 4 Champions League games. Compare that to Messi, who's only actually scored 2 outside of the group stage. Not saying I'm taking Messi on at all, but just at the prices, I think the 5-1 around Neymar first goal possibly looks a bit of a better bet in that sense. Take on the Messi at 100-30. I also think Barca, once they get a bit comfortable, potentially may concede. So I'd be looking at the both teams to score and Barcelona win at 13-5. Or for a little bit of a punt myself, I'd go for 3-1 Barcelona, matching the 2011 final, I think it was, where they beat Man United. And they'll get comfortable. They'll get a couple goals ahead. They'll probably concede eventually, but eventually we'll go on quite comfortable winners, I think.
Yeah, you both seem to be in consensus on that. I was speaking to you off air about the both teams to score. Obviously, with Chiellini out, that may have an impact as well for Juve, but you're both very much the opinion that it could be goals in this one.
Yeah, very much so, Will. But I think if you're going to look at it from a Juventus perspective for goal scorers, I mean, you can look no further than Tevez. I mean, 16 Juve's 16 Champions League goals have come from Tevez. And I mean, he's 8-1 to score first, which is a cracking price for a striker who's arguably one of the best in the world. And you could also discard the midfield, so to speak, because 12 of the 16 goals that Juventus have scored in the Champions League this year have come from the strikers. So another good bet is a guy who scored in both legs against Real Madrid, Alvaro Morata, and with him obviously being a bit of a Madrid boy, he'd love nothing better than to finish Barca off in the Champions League final. He's 10-1 to open the scoring, and he's 15-4 any time, which to me is real value.
Yeah, I mean, you can go with those. Juve probably will nick one. You got the Tevez option. As you said, he's been responsible for a lot of their goals. If you fancy Juve to maybe keep it a bit tight, and like myself, to fancy Barcelona to go on and eventually break them down, obviously the cliche about the Italian defences being strong, I'd look at maybe the draw at half-time, Barcelona full-time, which is 33-10. But yeah, myself still can't see anything other than the Barcelona win.
All right, great stuff. Alex, I'm going to bring you in here because you've got a bit of flavour to add to this as well. Plenty of subplots on the night, not least Xavi making his final Barcelona appearance. And we've got a few specials around that and a few other bits as well.
No, we have indeed. It wouldn't be a major final without bags of specials. The trade has always been working overtime to come up with lots of fun and interesting markets. They'll be on the specials tab for the game, so keep an eye out for those. The traders believe that if Barcelona do actually go on and win the Champions League, that it will be Xavi who lifts the trophy first. I was actually quite surprised when I saw their price, but he's 4-11 to be the first Barcelona player to hold the Champions League trophy aloft if they go on and win, which is interesting. A slightly bigger price, which is the one I'd be backing of the two, is Xavi to cry at any point on the night. 4-6. I mean, that is buying money, isn't it, guys? I think we're going to have to make sure all our friends and family who can bet with Ladbrokes get as much on that as they can. I think that looks an absolute banker either way. The three, Neymar, Messi and Suarez, obviously the potent force. I think Rob had the stat there. Was it 25 goals? It's 12-1 that they all score in 90 minutes, which, again, that looks like a good price and a bet that could give you a definite run for your money. That would certainly be some fun on the night. We've also got a match bet as well between the two strikers that we've mentioned, Messi and Tevez, goals match bet. Only normal time would apply here, but it's 13-10 that Messi outscores Tevez on the night. 6-1, Tevez outscores Messi, which is probably a decent price if you think Messi might stay quiet, or 10-11 the tie, which would be obviously no goals apiece or one goal apiece. So loads of specials. That's just a few of them. I certainly think Xavi to shed a tear on the night at 4-6 looks like the absolute banker of the Champions League final.
Well, as we all know, chaps, real men do cry. There's nothing wrong with that. Another man who may be shedding a tear or two, if rumours are believed at least, Andrea Pirlo could be his last game for Juventus before heading to New York. And Aaron, I believe you've got a few odds on him bowing out, if it is the case, in style.
Yeah, obviously Pirlo might be off to the Big Apple to join Frank Lampard and David Villa. So backing him at 20-1 to notch first is a cracking price, free kick specialist. And an even better price is the 7-1 about him scoring any time in the game.
All right, just a final word from you, Alex, then. Tell us where the money's going.
One-way traffic for Barcelona. I'm not sure that's going to surprise many people. I think normally for a final like this, you'd find that the big players come out in support of Barcelona, and your person looking for a better working man's price, let's say, supports the underdog. I think in this situation, your working man's bet is a win cast or a first goal score or hat-trick for one of these players we've mentioned, Messi, Neymar, Suarez. The bookies will definitely be cheering on Juve. That's a fact. If we see black and white ribbons on the famous trophy at the end of the night, you know that the bookies will have made some money, definitely at the expense of the punters. Of course, the 0-0 or even a draw in normal time certainly be what we'd be cheering for. I think you've heard some of the massive prices being offered about victories in extra time or even on penalties. So if you do think it's going to go all the way, that's certainly the value. But rest assured, if Barcelona lift the trophy at the end of the night and all the big names have been on the score sheet, it will definitely be an expensive night for Ladbrokes.
All right, well, we'll see. Wait and see eagerly what will happen in Berlin this Saturday night. We're all looking forward to the UEFA Champions League final, Juventus against Barcelona. Thanks very much for your company, gents. Don't forget, head to ladbrokes.com online, on mobile and on tablet for all the latest odds and specials. Don't forget about that new customer offer as well, 6-1 for Barcelona to win in 90 minutes.